the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By the time I took office, the war in Afghanistan had entered its seventh year. But Al-Qaeda's leaders had escaped into Pakistan and were plotting new attacks, while the Taliban had regrouped and gone on the offensive. Without a new strategy and decisive action, our military commanders warned that we could face a resurgent Al-Qaeda and a Taliban taking over large parts of Afghanistan. For this reason, and one of the most difficult decisions that I've made as president, I ordered an additional 30,000 American troops into Afghanistan. When I announced the surge at West Point, we set clear objectives: to refocus on Al-Qaeda, to reverse the Taliban's momentum, and train Afghan security forces to defend their own country. I also made it clear that our commitment would not be open-ended and that we would begin to draw down our forces this July. Tonight, I can tell you that we are fulfilling that commitment.
Well, there's the president from the address. The plan to draw down the troops in Afghanistan is the focus, and that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The president explaining how many of our troops will be coming home, all of that part of the discussion, and your input certainly welcome and encouraged. 800-510-8255 is the call in line to the Talk Radio Countdown program as we listen to more of the president telling the story here about the troops and when they'll come home.
Thanks to our extraordinary men and women in uniform, our civilian personnel, and our many coalition partners, we are meeting our goals. As a result, starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year, and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer, fully recovering the surge I announced at West Point. After this initial reduction, our troops will continue coming home at a steady pace as Afghan security forces move into the lead. Our mission will change from combat to support. By 2014, this process of transition will be complete, and the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
All right. So there's a whole debate, as you know, the people who like Obama, people who don't like Obama, war lovers, the war haters, whether we ought to have been in Afghanistan to begin with, all of that stuff. We were, this goes back to the George Bush days for sure, when most people who have anything in their head other than rocks think that we ought not to have gone to Iraq. We should have gone to Afghanistan and worked out the problems that were there. We could have gotten bin Laden a lot sooner than we did. And you know, that debate and discussion goes on. Obama, as a matter of fact, talks about bin Laden and Al-Qaeda as the speech proceeds.
We're starting this drawdown from a position of strength. Al-Qaeda is under more pressure than at any time since 9/11. Together with the Pakistanis, we have taken out more than half of Al-Qaeda's leadership. And thanks to our intelligence professionals and special forces, we killed Osama bin Laden, the only leader that Al-Qaeda had ever known. This was a victory for all who have served since 9/11. One soldier summed it up well. The message, he said, is we don't forget. You will be held accountable no matter how long it takes. The information that we recovered from bin Laden's compound shows Al-Qaeda under enormous strain. Bin Laden expressed concern that Al-Qaeda had been unable to effectively replace senior terrorists that had been killed, and that Al-Qaeda has failed in its effort to portray America as a nation at war with Islam, thereby draining more widespread support. Al-Qaeda remains dangerous, and we must be vigilant against attacks. But we have put Al-Qaeda on a path to defeat, and we will not relent until the job is done.
Blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm hearing. What about you? 800-510-8255, the news media, and certain people on radio talk programs, some of the talk television programs, built this speech up to be like the next coming of the Lord or something. There's no inspiration here in my mind. I don't hear anything. A lot of political double speak. We're going to do this. We promise to do that. Our men and women in service. All these phony politicians use the military as the backdrop for whatever their issues are, their preferences. It's pretty sickening, actually. 800-510-8255. Okay, so what happens next is the question, and Mr. Obama speaks to that.
In Afghanistan, we've inflicted serious losses on the Taliban, and taken a number of its strongholds. Along with our surge, our allies also increased their commitments, which helped stabilize more of the country. Afghan security forces have grown by over 100,000 troops, and in some provinces and municipalities, we've already begun to transition responsibility for security to the Afghan people. In the face of violence and intimidation, Afghans are fighting and dying for their country, establishing local police forces, opening markets and schools, creating new opportunities for women and girls, and trying to turn the page on decades of war. Of course, huge challenges remain. This is the beginning, but not the end, of our effort to wind down this war. We'll have to do the hard work of keeping the gains that we've made while we draw down our forces and transition responsibility for security to the Afghan government. And next May, in Chicago, we will host a summit with our NATO allies and partners to shape the next phase of this transition. We do know that peace cannot come to a land that has known so much war without a political settlement. So as we strengthen the Afghan government and security forces, America will join initiatives that reconcile the Afghan people, including the Taliban. Our position on these talks is clear. They must be led by the Afghan government, and those who want to be a part of a peaceful Afghanistan must break from Al-Qaeda, abandon violence, and abide by the Afghan constitution. But, in part because of our military effort, we have reason to believe that progress can be made.
All right. 800-510-8255. We're taking bits and pieces of the president's speech. Let's have one more, and then we'll get into the talk radio and talk television analysis of this. More importantly, your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Did you catch it? The president's speech. What happens next here?
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. One company is addressing business challenges with a new leadership program focused on critical analytical thinking, innovative design thinking, and personal leadership. Bonnie Fetch, Director of People and Organizational Development at Caterpillar, has more.
We are developing a robust leadership program which will benefit us at all levels. It includes formal learning, on-the-job experiences, coaching and feedback, as well as action learning. We believe better leaders will create a better employee and customer experience.
The flagship element of the program, called Digging Deep, is designed to prepare future Caterpillar leaders for executive-level positions. It combines the expertise of current executives with the academic expertise from Stanford University.
Participants build key skills and gain experience through activities centered around our corporate social responsibility mission to enable access to basic human needs, education, and a sustainable environment.
Soon, Caterpillar will post more information at cat.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coats.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coat sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coat covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coat. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood? Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a unique way of understanding what's going on in some of your favorite political talk radio shows or your thoughts, because there's a universality to what gets discussed in our country, and the focus on Afghanistan, as the president was, pretty much outlining what it is that he sees for the immediate future and down the road a bit. I said something that someone wanted me to clarify in terms of the military being used. Men and women who volunteer to serve our country put the uniform on, and many go into harm's way. The decisions that are made about where they are sent, or in some cases where you are sent, many people listening to American Forces Radio right now to this program probably know or are thinking, get the essence of what I'm saying in terms of being put in harm's way. I object as an individual American to men and women being used in two circumstances. One of them is to be put into harm's way for purposes that the public either doesn't agree upon in general, or the use of men and women in service to get to a goal that doesn't seem to be in the best interests of everybody. And thus, the second question that this person had about me in terms of the military backdrop, how many times have you seen politicians, be it Republican or Democrat, they go to a military base and they make a speech and they're running for office. Those people who are there are being used as a backdrop to a person's political goal, and I object to that. I don't think the military should be involved in politics at all in general. The president or whoever it is that's the politician that's using these people in uniform ought to be a little more sensitive to the fact that some people may or may not agree with their point of view, and to be asked or required to show up and salute. I'm not suggesting you don't salute the commander-in-chief, but what I'm suggesting is that these people are using those folks who are there to do another job. They aren't there to bolster the political future of Barack Obama or George Bush. They're there to fight and serve our country. So hopefully that clarifies what I was talking about. Here is the president talking about the goal for Afghanistan and Pakistan to wrap us all up.
The goal that we seek is achievable and can be expressed simply. No safe haven from which Al-Qaeda or its affiliates can launch attacks against our homeland or our allies. We won't try to make Afghanistan a perfect place. We will not police its streets or patrol its mountains indefinitely. That is the responsibility of the Afghan government, which must step up its ability to protect its people and move from an economy shaped by war to one that can sustain a lasting peace. What we can do and will do is build a partnership with the Afghan people that endures, one that ensures that we will be able to continue targeting terrorists and supporting a sovereign Afghan government. Of course, our efforts must also address terrorist safe havens in Pakistan. No country is more endangered by the presence of violent extremists, which is why we will continue to press Pakistan to expand its participation in securing a more peaceful future for this war-torn region. We'll work with the Pakistani government to root out the cancer of violent extremism, and we will insist that it keeps its commitments. For there should be no doubt that so long as I am president, the United States will never tolerate a safe haven for those who aim to kill us. They cannot elude us, nor escape the justice they deserve.
All right, callers at 800-510-8255 on the countdown up next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So did I do a good enough job explaining the military, my feelings about the military and being in service? Let's ask Bill, who's in Rapid City. Your thoughts, please, Bill, on the countdown.
I thought that was excellent. When I first started listening to you, I was kind of half asleep. Here it's about 3:30 in the morning.
Right, that's okay. Now we'll wake you up. What's on your mind?
The thing of it is that, first of all, I'm a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm thinking that, hey, you know, these guys have been doing this for thousands of years over there. And then I'm wondering, I got a bunch of issues. It's like, well, why doesn't NATO help us out more? And then I'm wondering, where's the Henry Kissingers of the world?
The Henry Kissingers of the world, depending on whether you like them or you dislike them, those people are rare. There are not a lot of diplomats. Actually, Hillary Clinton, according to most every angle that you can look at and most every country you can examine and most everybody who watches what that job is about and how she's performed, gives her a grade of A. She has done marvelously well. And again, you get that from Republicans and Democrats. Probably not a better choice in this circumstance, and that's probably why she's going to head the World Bank, because she's so well respected around the world. She has done as good a job as Kissinger did. You go back over some of the people who have been pretty good at this. Colin Powell for a while was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But I mean, think of some of the other people who have been in there in the last 30 years since Kissinger. There's been a void, and that's one of the reasons that we've not done particularly well in the eyes of many of these countries who think that we're imperialists. They think that we're the aggressor.
Sure. Hillary, I can play dumb on that a little bit, because she's not in the news enough for me as just a civilian to understand exactly what she's done. I'm always for diplomacy. I'm always for peace.
Of course, rather than fighting, absolutely.
You bet. And I just think that, you know, I was, to be quite honest with you, I was impressed with Obama's decisiveness. All week long, I was listening to different talk shows, and they were saying, well, maybe 5,000, he's not going to do it. And he was very decisive tonight, which we need. And I'm sure the guy...
Did you vote for him?
I didn't vote at all.
Huh. Why didn't you vote?
I didn't like the candidates.
No, either one of them.
No, I really didn't.
Do you vote in the primaries?
No.
No. See, that's the problem.
I didn't.
If you don't vote in the primaries and you don't make the right decisions...
Well,
the decisions
I don't see anyone out there right now that I want to vote for either.
Yeah, well, that's all the reason. I'm going to
Except
send you to...
Maybe Obama.
You would vote for Obama, you think?
Maybe. Uh-huh. But the rest of them, I can't say... I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump.
No.
You know?
So go to... I'm going to send you to a website. I'm going to send you to a website, Bill. It's called Votocracy. Do you have a computer? You go online? You use any of the modern tools of communication?
No, I don't.
You don't?
My last quarter of college, they came out with computers.
Yeah. Well, it's a great... If you ever do get a computer and you want to give yourself different choices or perhaps see the future of elections in our country, Votocracy is it. It's aimed at people just like you who don't vote in the primaries, don't vote in the general election because you can't stand the people who are running. It's understandable, although not desirable, but we have let this country, and this is a whole different subject, people say they're fighting for our freedom. And if anything, if I were in the military and I looked at what's going on and how our freedoms are being eroded, I'd be angrier that people say we're fighting for our freedoms. What freedoms are we fighting for? We're losing our freedoms right and left every single day. And one of the freedoms we're losing is the real freedom of choice when it comes to who to elect. So you might want to check out that website, Votocracy, VOTOCRACY.com. Thanks for your call, sir. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
O'Reilly. Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's 33 after the hour now. You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of some of the hot hits in talk radio. The president's speech on Afghanistan is in our sights at the moment. Your calls and thoughts, please share them with us. 800-510-8255. The plan is to draw down our troop strength in Afghanistan. And the how soon and how many questions being asked somewhat. Talking about what you might predictably think is an overview of this, selling it to the public, et cetera, et cetera. Are you sold? Do you think the president was presidential? Here is Talko's John Hancock talking about the president's plan.
You know, back in December 2009, he did the 30,000 troop surge. So now he's withdrawing 10,000 troops by the end of the year, 5,000 this summer, 5,000 before the end of the year, 10,000 total. 20,000 round numbers in addition no later than September 2012. That would, in essence, account for all the extra forces that he ordered to Afghanistan in December of 2009. Still be 70,000 U.S. troops remaining in the country. The announced drawdown at a time when the public has turned decidedly against the war. Well, yeah, to some extent, we've been there 10 years. And the other is, once Osama was gone, that was kind of, that's what we all wanted on 9-12-2001, was we wanted that SOB's head not on a platter, and we didn't get that. But we got to sail him off the side of the Carl Vinson. And Afghanistan, no longer a launching pad for exporting terrorism, hasn't been for years, so that would probably play into the, because that's all gone to Pakistan now. Obama, under, of course, the mounting political pressure to wind down the war, especially since Osama is dead and the fact that there's an election coming up, I'm sure plays not into this one iota. At least 1,500 members of the U.S. military have died. 12,000 have been wounded since the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in late 2001. Financial cost is about $440 billion and is on the rise given the heavy troop commitment. Jumps to about $120 billion a year, twice the total of 2 years ago. So those costs have risen in importance as a divided U.S. government struggles to cut its budget deficits.
In case you haven't heard, the economy seems to be a pretty big subject these days, maybe even bigger than a war. The decision to start withdrawing forces in July amounts to a pledge kept by Obama, but the scope and the pace of the drawdown, hotly debated even among his own people. The military lobbied for a more modest troop reduction. Obama promised a significant one as support for the war by the country and Congress faded. The initial withdrawal is expected to happen in two phases, 5,000 coming home this summer, additional 5,000 before the end of the year. Most Americans, if you read the latest APGFK poll, opposed the war in Afghanistan, are far more concerned about the teetering economy, recovery at home, which we just talked about. His approval rating on handing Afghanistan dipped to 52%. His approval rating had nothing to do with today's decision.
800-510-8255. $440 billion we have spent over there, basically for nothing. We found Osama bin Laden now. You look back at it. The people, those 1,500 or so that have died over there, you do wonder why. Is it we're fighting the Taliban? The Taliban supplying drugs to the world. We're fighting against them, although apparently there's some deal in the works to kind of get along with them. They can be bought. They have been bought in the past by us and by others. They're just interested in the money. The difference between Al-Qaeda and Taliban is stark and distinct. And for those who try to put them both together, that's nonsense. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House, Mr. Boehner, has said after the president's speech that he supports the decision in regard to the drawdown of troops. If the president follows the advice of the commanders and diplomats on the ground, he added the war weariness must not cause the U.S. to withdraw too rapidly. Americans are, generally speaking, tired of being involved in wars. We are continually involved in wars. We are paying for all these wars. We don't have the money to pay for the war, and the wars don't accomplish anything in the first place, second place, third place. Here's Don in Jacksonville. Your thoughts on all this, Don. Please go ahead.
Hey, Doug. I just don't see how, after 10 years, this thing's not fixed, and it's not ever going to be fixed. You cannot change a totally corrupt government, as in Karzai. I saw a documentary where 70% of the heroin that comes here comes out of Afghanistan.
Yep.
And once it's from Afghanistan, then it gets purified in Iran. So Karzai's laughing all the way to the bank with our money. He's getting our guys and men and women in uniform killed over there. He's sending the dope over here, killing our kids here. And I think every one of our troops should come home. And I'm not an Obama guy, but man, bring those guys, men and women in uniform home where they belong. Let Afghanistan fend for themselves. Keep our CIA in there, find out what's going on, and do exactly like we did in Laden. We find out where the targets are, go in and get them and get out. Thanks.
I'm with you 100%. His brother, Karzai's brother, bought a 770-acre farm outside of Butler, Pennsylvania a few years ago. Where do you suppose the money came from to buy that? Interesting, isn't it? Thinking about that. And those little things, the little details that not many people know. 800-510-8255. Here's host Rick Roberts talking to one of his callers about the Obama address.
The president spoke for about 13-14 minutes on the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I got to be honest with you, I was not moved. I was not moved in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, when he got to the very end about nation building, you know, we're gonna come home and start building this nation. Well, did you have to destroy it before you started building it again? I mean, nobody's working. Everybody's broke. Businesses are folding left and right. Our borders are wide open. We've never been in a mess this big before. So I guess it was necessary to talk about building a nation here at home. You know, as I listened to this man talk, I don't know whose words those were. They weren't his, obviously. You know, somebody sat down and it's, you know what it sounded like? I'll be totally honest with you. It sounded like a high school senior literature class where somebody tried to put a paper together that they had to stand in front of the class and read. That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah, exactly, the final project. And we know that if we try, with the spirit of America, we can overcome, we can succeed. I could have written that thing in 5 minutes on the back of a napkin while I was eating lunch today. You know, yes. Anytime the troops are coming home, that's good news, as long as we don't leave the ones behind without the support and equipment that they need to do whatever it is they need to do. I'm all for that. But all the rest of this stuff, nothing he said sounded presidential to me. And of course, I'm biased when it comes to Obama. I can't think of a, you know, this guy makes Carter look good, in my opinion. But I was especially amused by the "now it's time to come home and build this nation." Like nobody could do anything until now. It just doesn't make any sense. Let's go to your calls. Steve in San Juan Capistrano. Hi, Steve.
Hey, look, I call that President Obama's El Presidente Menudo speech. You know, it was full of so much tripe, you'd have to love tripe to swallow that garbage. Anyway, you know, if he's talking about rebuilding our country, all he's got to do is enforce the immigration laws, and we could probably free up about 7 to 10 million jobs where American citizens would gladly do those jobs, especially in construction and even in a few other areas. The only jobs that Americans won't do are probably picking fruits and vegetables. And I think that's about it. But, you know, if he wants to rebuild this country, how about securing our borders and, you know, enforcing federal immigration laws? And I'll tell you what, we could put a load of Americans back to work, and it would sure help this economy. That's the way I see it, Ray.
Were you not moved and, no, transcending moved, were you not inspired, encouraged as an American by the thought of Barack Obama now being dedicated to building this great nation?
Well, you know, about every time I hear him speak, to be honest with you, he makes me ill. You know, I miss George Bush.
I don't miss George Bush, and I don't think I'll miss Obama either. Where are the good leaders? Where are the good leaders? 800-510-8255. Just joining us, the president announcing the beginning of the end of the longest war in American history. How many of you remember when it got started right after Al-Qaeda struck? In 2001, troop withdrawals, 5,000 personnel right away, another 5,000 in a month, maybe a few months. End of next year, most of the 30,000 troops representing the surge will be pulled out. 70,000 troops will be left there. The president, some say, was decisive. Others say not decisive. But no matter what, it is at least, I suppose you'd look at it as a good sign rather than sending more in there. Because there's really nothing being accomplished, and there hasn't been pretty much since we went over there for various reasons. 800-510-8255. More from the talk radio world about the president's speech and the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan here on the Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Haim
rites of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255, this hour devoted to the president's speech and your thoughts on whether it was good or bad. You're supportive of him. Most people are. Here's Talk Host Daryl Connor with the president's address on his mind and how so many have been quick to hate pretty much everything he says and does.
I said, given the circumstances in which what this country was in 2008 and is still in today, I don't think that the job he's done is as bad as people have made it out to be. I mean, there have been a number of things that have been done. Let me just run down the line of maybe some things that stand out for me. Let's see. He extended child tax credits. He established a credit card bill of rights. He extended the Bush tax cuts. I think that, for those making, I think, over $250,000 a year for a couple and I think $200,000, I believe, single. And a lot of folks thought that was the right thing to do. I think closing the donut hole and the Medicare prescription drug plan was a good thing to do. I would not have put my focus, and some folks have called up and have talked about this, I wouldn't have put my focus on health care reform before taking care of the job situation. I think that was a mistake. But one of the things he did do in terms of health care, closing the donut hole in Medicare prescription drug plans, I think was a good thing. I think requiring insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, I think is a good thing. I think requiring children to have some type of health insurance coverage, I've always supported that. I think that there's been a lot of things. He's increased the Veterans Administration budget. He's fully funded it. And, he's expanded it. And I thought that that was huge. And, he made a promise to start ending the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think that there has been a number of things that he's done that you can consider good. I think there's been a number of things that Bush has done good. I mean, the things that kind of popped out, in my mind for George W. Bush was No Child Left Behind. I think the Medicare prescription drug benefit was a great idea. Obviously, putting together the surge in Iraq when the Iraq war was struggling, when it was looking like it was going the other way. I think there's been a number of things that both guys have done that I think have been good things. I think capturing Osama bin Laden, I think capturing and killing Osama bin Laden, I think, Bush capturing Saddam Hussein were good things. Now, you're going to have people that are going to, on both sides who are going to look, yeah, but, the fact of the matter is, Both Obama and Bush have done good things. It's disingenuous to say to just disagree with everything that either guy has ever done just because you sit on the other side of the aisle.
And there's been so much of that. That's pretty well pointed out, Daryl O'Connor, whether or not you like the president or you don't like the president, or you like the president before or not. There are always the good things that are done by any or all of these people. They get washed away, though, with political priorities, if you know what I mean. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Kind of like a virus in your computer, this stuff doesn't ever go away. We're focused on the discussion, president wanting to get troops out. Yep, good idea. I'm finding there's more civility to much of the conversation here than has been the case in the last year or so with whatever the issue. Let's see what Bill Hemmer on Fox got out of former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who's rumored to be thinking about running for president, if you can believe that or not. Anyway, the focus is whether or not the plan is a good one.
Is this the right call? No, I don't think so. I mean, let's be realistic. We wouldn't even be talking about a major presidential speech or calculating how many troops he's going to announce withdrawing if the president himself hadn't set up this very artificial deadline back in December 2009 when he announced the U.S. and NATO surge in Afghanistan to begin with. It was a mistake to create that kind of deadline then, and it's a mistake now to follow through on it, and particularly to withdraw people. It's true we've had some success in the past several months, and that's much to be applauded. But, you know, if you're playing football and you get down on your opponent's 20-yard line, you don't say, okay, time to pull some players out of the game. You increase the pressure.
Well, that or here's the ball. Here's the fact that we believe. Phased withdrawal, 5,000 by the end of the summer. Another 5,000 by winter or spring of next year, 2012. We're hearing even from Republicans who believe this is the right call. There's more concern about the debt and what we're spending. You hear John Huntsman in his announcement from yesterday and again earlier today that, you know, now's the time. Huntsman actually went a step further. He says 10,000 is not nearly enough. It has to be faster than that. What do you think?
Well, I think Governor Huntsman is flatly wrong on that. You know, this is exactly the time to increase pressure on Taliban. It is not the time to begin withdrawing. It's certainly not the time to negotiate. I think the measure of troops we put in or pull out in the president's speech is as much a consequence of the president's political calculation as it is our strategy on the ground. You know, he's trying to thread the needle. He told the Democratic left he was going to begin a withdrawal of the surge forces this summer. He will do that. But he greatly fears a military debacle on the battlefield. So I think he's going to try and stretch this past the 2012 election. And that will account for the delay in the withdrawal of the others. And I think that simply highlights how much at risk we still are. Once that 2012 election is gone, the president's free of his last electoral constraint.
All right. This guy, if there's anybody who personifies meaningless drivel, this guy is it. John Bolton is a complete nincompoop and has always been a complete nincompoop. Where he even gets off thinking he'd make a good candidate for president, oi. 800-510-8255. All right, let's finish this discussion by listening to CNN's Kiran Chetri talking to the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, decidedly left of center area, and Mick Cornett. So let's see. Paul Solgin is Soglin is the mayor of Madison. Mick Cornett is the mayor of Oklahoma City, about the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Republicans and Democrats, calling for an end to the war in Iraq and an end to the war in Afghanistan right away.
That mayors of, you know, of cities, local leaders are weighing in on a big national and federal question, which is our involvement in foreign wars. Why did you guys decide that this was important?
Actually, there's a long tradition of making statements of this sort. It was done during the Vietnam conflict. It was done during the 90s in regards to the so-called peace dividend. But it's very clear that as we spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year fighting these wars, our local infrastructure, our state infrastructure, our school infrastructure continues to deteriorate, and we know that that infrastructure is slowing down private investment.
Mayor Cornett, it's symbolic, though, right? I mean, there really isn't any ability of local mayors of cities to affect war policy at the federal level.
No, that's absolutely right. We don't pretend to have the level of information about these types of situations that the executive branch is going to have or members of Congress. But what we believe is that as we strategically pull out of these other areas, those infrastructure dollars that have been spent rebuilding cities in eastern Afghanistan should be redirected to eastern cities in the United States with aging infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. We're spending money in Iraq to rebuild cities that we blew up. We're spending money in Afghanistan to rebuild cities that we blew up. We went there without good purpose. I thought it was important when I went to Iraq, as I've said many times in the air, for us to be there now to sort of put things back together again. But we destroyed a country, and there really isn't any good reason when we could have taken out Saddam Hussein the same way we took out the useless Osama bin Laden. So all of these things, when you look at the amount of money we're spending there, it's a disgrace, frankly. It really is. Bring the troops home, and let's fix America up. That should be the battle cry for the next election, don't you think? There it is, the president's speech in review.